I have a very happy update to share with you on a story that we have been following for a while now. And if you were listening at the end of January, you might have heard me touching base with Farida Kadji, who is the young schoolgirl scientist who had done so well in the Eskom Science Expo last year. We first met her through our science and technology segment last year, when she told us about her project for the expo, which was to create a fully functioning prosthetic arm 3D printed from recycled PET water bottles and programmed using an EEG headset that basically measures brain waves and responds by having the arm move. I mean, it's the stuff that sounds like it comes out of a science fiction novel, let alone knowing that this was designed by a young woman who was only 17 at the time and still in grade 11. She also did it for less than 10,000 rand, whereas those of you who know these things will know that the cost of typical prosthetic limbs can be easily over 100 grand. So it is just a remarkable story in so many respects. Now, in January, we told you that Farida had been chosen to represent South Africa at the International Science Fair in Taiwan. And we heard just before coming to air today that she has done us proud, winning second place in the engineering category of the international competition. I'm absolutely delighted to have her on the line with us again and be able to say, well done, Farida. Second place in the international competition. Did you ever imagine that was going to happen?
Thank you so much. And no, I was so overwhelmed. I literally dropped my phone and my papers on the floor, and I ran up that stage so quickly so that they wouldn't change their mind or anything.
I bet they wouldn't have. Farida, I mean, what was the experience like for you? Because you told us in January you were looking forward to meeting other young scientists and seeing what work they'd done. Tell us about what you experienced in Taiwan.
Yes. Theirs were like completely, like so complicated, and everything was so difficult to understand. And then I thought mine would be like super basic and simple until the awards evening, when they actually announced me a second. And I was completely out of my mind because I learned so much new things through the weekend. I was actually so astonished.
Farida, I know you were particularly looking forward to not only the opportunity to travel internationally, but to meet young people from all over the world. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of people you met.
Well, there was a lot of people from Switzerland and Hungary and obviously Taiwan as well. And like, I think there was over 53 students from around the world, and then excluding those that are from Taipei and the surrounding places. And they were quite nice. Like, it was very nice to meet different people that are in the same age group as you and learn all the new things. The Switzerland people were so nice. They even gave me a whole block of cheese to bring back home.
We hope the customs officials are listening to that and that it came through in your suitcase safely. Farida, you were there at a time where the whole of Asia is on high alert because of the coronavirus. Did that impact your experience at the expo at all?
No, actually, the virus it's made too dramatic. Like, we had precautions and safety measures taken at the fair, but it felt normal because there's the same amount of coronavirus cases in Taiwan as there is in America. So it's not a big deal in Taiwan, and it's actually an island. So you have to travel by ship or airplane to get to Wuhan, China. So you'll be checked by the officials at the docks or at the airport. Mm-hmm. So it's actually not such a big deal as what it would seem to us. Okay. It's actually like made very dramatic compared to what it is.
Farida, I know this year you're in matric, and you've said to us that's got to be your main focus, getting those exams out the way and sort of putting the blocks in place to build your future career. But given the success you've now had, not only locally but internationally with this project, do you think it's something you're going to continue pursuing after your matric year is done and maybe find a way to get this into commercial use?
I'm definitely going to try to get this into commercial use, but I don't think I can do that by myself because doing the project, I encountered much difficulties. Finding professionals was hard because of where I live and so on. So I would need extreme help from anyone that's a professional or a professor or someone that has experience in the engineering field. So I won't can do anything else from here unless someone comes and helps me. And I've tried to reach out to many people, but unfortunately, they don't want to respond. So,
well, if that person is listening today, I hope they'll reach out to us and we can connect them with you. Fareeda Kaji, well done. You've done us all very proud, flying South Africa's flag very high with a second place finish at the Taiwan International Science Expo. Thanks so much for making time again to chat to us today, and our very best wishes for the rest of your matric year.
Thank you so much.
Fareeda Kaji, young South African scientist on the line there. Matric pupil at Hoër School Schweizerenica in the Northwest Province and second place winner at the International Science Fair in Taiwan.